sounds like a TV
right
show.
Here we go. Here we go.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Dr. Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir Robert Fortune.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What's going on, America?
Miss us, guys.
Mr. Robert Fortune is on. Istanbul, Turkey. Where you at tonight? Fresno, we want to hear from you.
Hey, just wanted to say, don't be like JQ's boy, Urban Meyer, and trying to get fired from his job.
Oh God,
so, that's not a good way to go. That's not the way you do things.
Oh,
you know,
no.
You don't hang out, make a detour after your team loses.
No.
You stay in Ohio and say I'm gonna go hang out with some co-eds. Not the way that you do things. You know, I'm just saying. This, unless you're trying to get fired, I don't know, Urban Meyer. Are you trying to get fired? That's what it seems like. I'm just saying. You know,
he wants that USC job, but I don't think I'm going to get that now.
You got to click all the cell phones before you come to the spot. Urban Meyer, wow.
Urban Meyer was going off. I should have done that. No,
Urban
Meyer
said
it's
kind of
anyway. Oh, we are just getting caught up, America. We missed you guys last week. It was crazy busy situations, but the fellows are back, and we're all good. The month of October is upon us. Happy birthday to one of our best friends,
right.
Chrissy. Happy birthday to her. She's having some fun. Marcin and crew are going to Vegas, so you know JQ and Eric is going to Vegas. Man, it's going to be like Vegas is apparently where it's at. You know, so. I'm going to be, like, working, so I can't roll out. I'm going to be making money, but, it's all good. So, you know.
Yeah.
She's saying thank you.
But
let's check in with everyone. JQ, how you feeling this evening, sir?
Oh, man, I can't complain, man. Like you just alluded to, me and Eric and the girls going to Vegas tomorrow. Coming back on the Red Island on Saturday. Little PG-13 Vegas trip, but I'm definitely going to hit that roulette table one of those nights. Play a little Black
8
and 11 and have a little fun.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
be careful. You know what I call it. Viva Las Vegas.
No, hey. Set them out already in the wallet. When that's gone, it's over.
Yeah, all right.
Smart man.
Discipline.
Smart man. Only use what you can. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I don't like gambling.
Just don't drink and gamble at the same time. You make bad decisions.
yeah, but I'll make some fun decisions.
Mm-hmm. Can't complain, man. Can't complain. Rob Ford, how you feeling, sir?
Hey, man, doing good, man. Went to a great Italian restaurant tonight. Had some authentic Italian pizza. Yeah, man, I'm in a good place. No asparagus tonight. Took a break.
No asparagus.
Mark it down.
How's your body taking? Your body okay, man? You gonna be all right?
Oh yeah, I'll be back on it tomorrow.
you get withdrawals or anything like that? You okay, man? You know we got to check. You know.
Nah, you know.
Like crack.
You gotta have a break at least once a week.
All right, Pookie. We'll talk to you. Hey, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah,
Gary,
I was just turning
up
Tuesday.
Sir? Up
hey, getting ready to get this road on the show. That's for sure. Doing
get the
good.
There
it is.
Get the road on the show. We're doing sound checks. Curtis, are you doing all right, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. It's great to be on this show. I had a couple of hard days, and we just sold a house. But we just dealt with a crook, and it's not happy news, but it's done. So that's a happy news.
All right. There we go. There we go. Finally accomplished the task. Well, good deal. Again, we missed you, gentlemen.
Hang in there, bro.
So, America, we know you missed us. And as Rob said, you know, we always want to continue to appreciate the fight. And we cannot wait for the day when all of us are together in the bar, getting a beer, having a good time, too. So let's get this party started, gentlemen. You know how the drill works. Again, follow us on Twitter at the number 12, THMAN Sports. That's 12th Man Sports. We're on Facebook. Call us. You know the number. It's always the same, 424-243-9519. So we got a lot of things to discuss. Let's kick it off with apparently the game of the century. Curtis and Gary's favorite squad, the Patriots, were going against Tom Brady and the Bucks, and it was a close game, but Tom Brady again prevails. And I guess let's kind of talk about this game right off the gate. And, you know, let's go around the horn. Start with you, Rob. What did you think about this particular game, if you will?
Well, you know, actually it was a very entertaining game. It was close to the end. I thought the Patriots played it really tough. I thought the Patriots had a real good defensive game plan. Obviously the Bucs was out, you know, Gronkowski. And, you know, so they were down, you know, a weapon or two. But, you know, it took New England a little while to exploit that Buccaneers secondary. Right now, that secondary for the Buccaneers is really hurting right now. I mean, they had Sherman, Richard Sherman out there, who's about 49 years old, and he's playing corner. And then, you know, they lost Carlton Davis, who's probably the best corner in that game. And, you know, you just would have liked to see New England exploit that secondary a little bit more. Mac Jones did get hot for a little period in that game. But obviously, if you keep that game close down the stretch, Tom Brady's going to usually come out on top of the game, and that's typically what happens. But you got to give New England a lot of credit. I think Belichick, you know, had a good defensive game plan. They couldn't muster enough offense and exploit that Buccaneers secondary.
Damn, Tom Brady. Go ahead, JQ.
Yeah, well, the thing about it also is that, you know, Mother Nature really helped out Bill Belichick, because Bill Belichick said, "What you got to do, Tom Brady, is coming here and throw 500 yards and 2 touchdowns." So he said, you know, I'm going to sit back, I'm going to play nickel, I'm going to play dime, I'm going to dare you to run the ball. You're not really – Tampa Bay's not really a great running team. That's built around Tom Brady throwing the ball. So them playing that defense and with the downpour really brought the scoring down a whole lot in that game. But it was a really competitive game. But, you know, I wasn't really surprised by that as much, because after I thought about it for a little while, it was like, who knows Tom Brady better than Bill Belichick and his son, his defensive coordinator. So they said, you know, if Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones beat us, so be it. But Tom Brady is not going to come here and have a party in Boston. So watch New England, you know, have a great defensive game plan against Tampa Bay. And the weather also cooperated, because it's hard to, you know, have a full aerial attack in the rain, especially when you don't have Gronkowski. So, you know, I give New England credit for keeping it close. But like you said, Rob, if you have a close game, then, you know, Tom Brady's going to find a way to win the game. As much as I hate Tom Brady, if you give him a chance to win the game in a close game, he's going to do it. So, kudos to both of them. It was very entertaining. But without the rain, I would love to see what Tom Brady might have done against them, but it is what it is. It's a good game. Now we can get over it. It won't be the whole national conversation every day about Tom Brady going back to New England. I'm just super glad that it's happened over.
Your cousin from Boston.
Yeah, you know, to me, what it looked like is, in part of this game, Tom Brady did not play good. Tom Brady looked like he was just trying too hard. It almost looked like in some parts of this game that he was trying hard enough to where he wasn't making those Tom Brady throws. And you're right, weather had a lot to do with it. But we've seen Tom Brady in his career make those same throws even in poor weather conditions.
Sure.
And it almost seemed like for a while you could tell he wanted to win that game, and he wanted to win that game in a bad way. And I think it was more weather and just really less to do with what Brady did than the rest of the team collectively. And in the past when he's played, it's been the opposite. It seems like he's been the one that's been able to make that team shine. And I think they shined in this particular game, maybe in spite of him. And for a good portion of that game, he got outplayed at the quarterback position. Because that kid played well up there. And he got on a hot streak, and, you know, he had, what, how many completions did he have in a row? Like,
yep.
19 or something?
At one point, it was 19 to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was...
So, I mean...
But he did have turnovers, which Brady didn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also did a lot of kicking and ducking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He throws little dink passes and stuff like that, too. So, but, you know, give him credit, obviously.
The one big takeaway for me would be if that knucklehead was my kid and I was Bill Belichick, he wouldn't have a damn mullet. I'd have him cut that damn mullet off. You're off my team. If you got a mullet, go play for somebody else.
The Boston people love it, though, Gary. From Boston. You got to have a mullet.
It's a hit. Hey, that's a whole other conversation. The nepotism is ridiculous.
Well, that's where I was going. Sometimes I think the NFL manipulates stuff, and it sure had a huge hype about this game. But what I saw, I was trying to gauge the fans, and that was Nick, and that embrace. And it turns out there's no way that I don't think Belichick is a sourpuss. That guy, you can't convince me that he's cool to hang out with, to have a beer, talk football. That guy can ruin a wet dream. Man. He just seems to be a butthead. And
well, Curtis,
that's my
unless you were able to see him, he had a good thing with him and Nick Saban. That was actually pretty interesting. I gave him a little bit more respect because he's probably misunderstood. He doesn't want anyone to be in his private life for sure. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fan or anything like that. I just said it was just getting another perspective of his coaching style and kind of how he thinks too. So that was very, very interesting to say the least. But I know that Rod loves Alabama and Nick Saban, so we'll have to leave that alone, if you will. So yeah.
Is this true?
Very
good
much
job,
false.
So, yeah.
You know, I don't know, a lie doesn't care who tells it.
We're keeping this moving, gentlemen.
Well, I think it was Pinocchio that told it, that was making those false accusations over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Gary, let's talk about Justin Herbert and the Chargers beating the Raiders last night.
Go Chargers.
You know what?
Chargers.
He's playing good ball, you know. He's right in the in the mix amongst the quarterbacks. I mean, the only quarterback that hasn't thrown a pick is Russell Wilson from my staff here that I've pulled up just real quick. But Herbert is 9 TDs, 3 picks. What's that?
So you came prepared tonight. Nice job.
I know, right? I love it.
Hey, don't get used to this shit, okay? But, you know,
he's got his notes and everything.
He's a big guy, and he throws really hard. We'll see, you know, we'll see how he does. You know, that's a tough division he's playing in. The Raiders are going to get another crack at him. So we'll see how he does. But right now he's playing good. He's up with the rest of the guys in the league. The guy that I just think right now that's just playing outstanding is Aaron Rodgers. I just think he's got a couple of picks, but 10 touchdowns. But he's just really playing well. And I wasn't sure how he's going to do with all of the gone on this year with him, what he was going to do with his career and if he was going to go. You know, it wouldn't have surprised me at the beginning of the year if he'd have hung it up and went and become the host of Jeopardy or something, you know. That's kind of to me how it was looking. But here he is, and he's playing phenomenal. Dak's also playing phenomenal, but I think Herbert's playing right in the same conversation with those types of players. So my hat's off to him. And, you know, and also your boy down in Cincinnati or Cleveland? What's that?
Hey, you know what the hell it is. Hey, stop that shit.
What's his name? What's the Little Joey? Little Joey? He's also playing well. He's got 9 touchdowns and 4 picks, but is playing quite well himself. So good job to these young quarterbacks keeping up with these veterans.
Hey, real quick, I forgot. What's the meeting idea for the Zoom?
Oh, the number
807-808-9239.
807-808-9239.
All right, my bad.
Hey, that fighting words is
AQ
getting Cleveland and Cincinnati mixed up.
Yeah, he's catching on purpose. He ain't fooling nobody. It's okay.
You live in Cincinnati.
We 3-1 right now, and I'm going to own it. That boy just, Joe Burrow's playing the ball.
It just flipped.
Curtis, what do you think about that, Curtis, as well, about the way
– Sam Whiteside, I tell y'all, you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati.
Well, I mean, I'm so glad it's football season. And what I want to say, Kyler Murray has my mouth open every Sunday. I just stand there watching my TV with my mouth open when I watch Arizona, and they're all in. And I can say this. I live out west, and the teams out here, who's going to win the NFC West and who's going to win the AFC West, it's up in the air. I think you can't give it to L.A., and I think you can't give it to Kansas City right now. They got to prove it in this division. And that is going to be so good this year. Who's going to win the West and both conferences? Who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And Kyler Murray is definitely by far right now the leading candidate for MVP. And he's just given himself a even bigger lead after this past weekend. But he is definitely the leading candidate for MVP so far. And I don't think anybody expected Arizona to go in with the Rams in L.A. the way they did. I don't know if the Rams were still on a high after beating the Bucs the week before. But, man, they went in there and whipped them on both sides of the field. I mean, they moved the ball on a really good defense. Phenomenal.
They weren't prepared. They weren't prepared.
He's definitely the leading candidate. And, hey, I think he charges them for real. I really do. I think their team, when you really look at their team, Justin Herbert is really, as Gary talked about, is moving himself up into a possibly top 10 quarterback in the league right now and maybe even knocking on that top 7 or 8, as well. So, yeah, this is a team that's for real right now when you look at the Chargers and the way Herbert has been playing here the last few weeks. I mean, he went toe-to-toe with Mahomes a few weeks ago, He had four touchdowns in that game against Kansas City on the road, and we know how tough it is to win in Arrowhead. You know, I had an opportunity to go to a game there one time, and it is loud the way that stadium, you know, field sits in the ground. And, I mean, that's a tough place to go on the road and win. He went toe-to-toe with Mahomes, four touchdown passes, almost 300-some yards. Last night, I think about 270 yards and three touchdowns. He's playing outstanding football right now, and he's got the weapons, offensive line, and, man, that defensive line, and then Darwin James in the backfield. And that's a team that I think, you know, I still think the Chiefs are going to come around. I think Mahomes just got a little reckless for a couple of weeks. But I think you're going to see a Chiefs-Chargers run in that division.
Yeah, you know, like, just I'm going to piggyback on what Curtis was talking about with this Kyler Murray. You know, he's really he's so elusive. You watch some of those highlights of him escaping, and then he's got that. Not only is can he put the ball on the money, he's also got that elite running back speed. Because when he's in the open field, he's gone. And how frustrating is that for a guy, you know, for some of these defensive ends and these linebackers that are 4.5 40s that are fast themselves. And this guy's just leaving them in the dust. They don't even – they've got the angle on him and they can't touch him. That's the one guy that I'm truly scared about later on down the road, because he can extend those plays like Russell Wilson can. Mm-hmm. Like a younger Russell Wilson.
Young Russell Wilson here.
Mr. Wilson.
You got anything else on that, JQ?
Nope. I hate Kyler Murray. He's a boss, but I don't like Kyler Murray.
You don't like Kyler Murray? What's the deal,
why,
man?
Why? What are you doing to you, bro?
I just don't like the cut of his jib, man. It's like he's just an asshole. We're just waiting to find out for everybody else to find out that he's an asshole. Like, he's talented. Don't get me wrong. He's crazy talented. Like, stupid talented. But I'm just not a Kyler Murray fan. Something about him rubs me the wrong way. I can't put my finger on it quite yet. And when I can, I will be able to articulate it. But I'm just not a fan. He should
all your emails
to like, I give him all the credit. I give him all the credit. He's ridiculous.
Well, you got to know.
I'm
going to
tell you.
I own it. Too. You know, what's the quarterback they drafted from UCLA? I can't think of his name right now. The year before they drafted. What was that?
Josh Rosen
from UCLA.
Yeah, Josh Rosen. Oh, yeah.
And they drafted him in the first round a year before they drafted Kyler Murray with the number one overall pick. And you got to give that organization a lot of credit. You know, own the mistake, move on.
Yep.
I mean, they could have stuck with Josh Rosen. Hey, we spent the first round pick on this guy. But, hey, and now the drafting Kyler Murray 1 year after drafting Josh Rosen is really paying off for this organization right now. I mean, just four games, still, you know, a quarter of the season. Not quite a quarter with the 17-game season now, but, you know, practically a quarter of the season. But you got to give them a lot of credit for making that gutsy decision. Move on at the Rosen after 1 year and going with Kyler Murray. And like I said, based on the early parts of the season, it looks like a heck of a call by that organization. You got to give Kingsbury some credit, you know. He wasn't this successful as a college coach.
I give him credit.
Well,
and they 4-0, so right. You can say what you want to say. They're still 4-0.
Yep. The thing about it is, he can't recruit defensive players in Texas Tech, but he can draft them in Arizona.
That part.
Well, like you said, I think JQ is definitely channeling his Stephen A. Smith. You know, with his not love for Kyler Murray, because Stephen A. Smith said that Kyler Murray is not worth the number one pick back in the day. So I think he's proven everyone wrong for that as JQ's walking away.
Yep.
And also, he definitely, you know, should show some love to Doug Flutie, because that's what I reminded you of. Right? But, you know, Doug Flutie was like, you know, 5'10", too. So you got to show, like, remember back in the day, Doug Flutie was kind of the same type of situation where he was running, even though he got in the league a little later on after spending all that time in the Canadian Football League, CFL. But
you know, again, it's actually proven that it doesn't really matter your size as long as you're able to make things work. You know, from Russell Wilson, he's like 5'11". You know, he got like this great little, obviously, mixture of talent from the NFL position too. So good stuff. But, you know, let's hope that Kyler Murray continues to prove everyone wrong, especially JQ. We'll see what we got for that too. We're still making a lot of strides here. Oh, but are they still? Are the Rams still contenders, Gary? I'm getting smoked by the Cardinals, or no?
Well, yeah, they're still contenders. I mean, they still have a quality team, and you're going to lose to people in your division. I mean,
right.
We all have those teams in our divisions that, no matter what they do with everyone else, they get up for you. They circle that. You know, the Rams are that one of those teams in the division that teams get up. The other rest of the division gets up for, and Arizona's going to get up for that. They know that they have that huge pass rush, and he exploited that, right? Hopefully, you know, the Rams will make corrections, and it'll, you know, it'll probably be a different outcome potentially, but you never know. But I still think at this point, yes, I still believe that the Rams are a contender.
Yeah, it's a little bit
more,
like you said.
They, you know what happened? I think the Rams just they played in Tampa Bay and they got that big win. And they read their own press and it was like, we the shit. And they walked around that week and they didn't take Arizona as serious as they should have. And they got beat. But I don't think that means the Rams aren't a contender. I just think they just got caught in their own hype. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're clearly a contender. I think that defense and then that offense with the weapons they have. And Stafford as well. If they can get some more results from that running game, I think it really, you know, help them to get better too. But I still think they're a contender. You know, you're not going to see anybody go undefeated in this game. I mean, I expected them to beat Arizona at home. I really did. But no, I think they're still a contender, and they'll have an opportunity to respond against Seattle here on Thursday night.
Yeah. Thursday night's going to be a great game, I think. And like you said, both these West conferences, it's not a given. It's going to be impressive. They might get three teams in the playoffs, and the odd man out is going to be strange in the West, especially the West NFC. Denver, though. And I'm impressed with Baltimore. They play old school smash mouth football. And if you're not a smash mouth team, they're going to kick your butt. And they're not ashamed of it. They are not ashamed of it. They're coming right at you. And you better knock them out. Man. They just
nice.
They pick, man. They beat Denver. They beat Denver up in Denver. That was impressive, and I wasn't happy with that.
I think the 49ers are going to fall down a little bit in that West. I think they're you know, between the quarterback situation and between their secondary right now, it's hurting. I think you're going to start to see them fade a little bit from the pack in that West division. And yeah, you're right about the Ravens, of course. I thought they were going to have a little bit of a drop-off this year, but they responded here in these last 3 weeks. And, I mean, even though they took one of them to kick a 65-yard field goal to win it, but still.
Against Detroit.
You know, you are, as Bill Parcells would say, you are what your record says you are. And they're 3-1, you know, right in the meat of the things. But I will say, I think Cleveland seems to be the best team in that division in the AFC North right now.
Just don't play running back for the Ravens. Just don't play running back for the Ravens. Just, you know, that's a safe proposition, you know. So, or secondary for the Bucks. Hey, I do want to get to this really quickly because we got about 30 minutes, and I definitely want to hit a couple of these topics here. But let's talk about the situation. I know it had everyone on Twitter going nuts in that why Monday Night Football was delayed to weather in a dome stadium. And that was pretty interesting. They did say that it had to do with some of, like, I guess the back part of the stadium was actually, like kind of open. But it was like
it is
a dome stadium. It's yep. Like, I was like, oh, man.
Yep, you hit it on.
It's
got
the
switch. It's got a small, little small window in the back of it that they were worried about.
That's going to get lightning. Oh, man. Let's go really quickly. All right, we're going to go to this. Hey, Rob, let's talk about the top 32 NFL college prospects, if you will, here. So let's hit that. We're going to talk about Zach Wilson. We're going to get to JQ's predictions, and we're going to do the fantasy shout-outs, too. We got a lot of things to hit. Apologies to your Yankees, obviously, Rob. The Red Sox pulling that out, a little 6-2 win, too. But, just wanted to
That was my damn comment a little while ago. That was the reaction to that.
There.
Hey, I don't care if it's a scrimmage. I don't like to lose to the Red Sox, let alone a playoff game.
No.
But, hey, you got to give them credit. Yeah, that's all I can say. You got to give them credit. They jumped on Gary Cole early in the game. Cole didn't have his best stuff.
He didn't have it.
We were just behind the eight ball the rest of the night. So I don't like the Red Sox, but give them credit for winning tonight. But, top 32. Update I had was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, so quite a few changes, after seeing, some of these college games and things of that nature. Still got Kayvon Thibodeau, number one prospect, edge rusher from Oregon. Evan Neal, offensive lineman from Alabama. I'd have moved him up to the number two spot. Versatile offensive lineman.
Nice.
Can play both tackle spots. I can play actually both guard spots, too. Probably on a position he hasn't played as center. So a lot of versatility. Got good size, good athleticism.
That's our next pick next year for the Falcons. We ain't doing
Evan
shit.
Evan Neal?
Go ahead. Sorry. That's to protect anybody, man. Get rid of it. Oh, sorry. A little tangent. Keep going, Rob. You're doing good, man. Appreciate you, sir.
All right. The biggest climb is, if you watch this Georgia Bulldogs defense, Adam Anderson, the edge rusher from Georgia, he's the guy that's made the biggest climb. I got him all the way up to the number three spot. So another edge rusher. Derek Stingley, cornerback from LSU, he's missed the last couple of weeks, but when he has played this season, he's probably been the one lone shining bright star for LSU this year. So he's in the top five there at the number four spot. Number one quarterback in the draft now, Matt Corral, quarterback from Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin has done a phenomenal job with him. He's got the mobility. Mm-hmm. He's got the accuracy. He's got the deep ball. So he's moved up to the number one quarterback spot. I got him number five. Overall, and then Aiden Hutchinson. I'm sure, JQ has seen a lot of him on his favorite team, edge rusher, defensive end from Michigan, and he's having an outstanding start to this season, But, hey, until Michigan beats Ohio State, I don't have any faith in them as a team, but Hutchinson looked like the real deal. Kyle Hamilton, athletic safety from Notre Dame, I got him number seven. And another riser in this draft. You get to see him play this weekend, Penn State against Iowa, even though I still don't think Iowa has a passing game. Tariq Castro-Fields, cornerback from Penn State, got him all the way up at number eight. He's been another riser in this draft, a good size as well. Spencer Rattler, I've dropped him down to number nine, the quarterback from Oklahoma. And the other quarterback who's making a big rise right now, Malik Willis, quarterback from Liberty. Go and check him out on YouTube if you haven't seen him play. This guy's got a tremendous arm, tremendous athleticism. Almost kind of reminds you of Trey Lance a little bit. He's a guy that possibly could be in top five by the time the draft comes around. So remember that name, America, Malik Willis, quarterback.
Malik.
Liberty. Yep, you better check him out. All right, I'm going to skip around a little bit. I got Chris Olave, wide receiver from Ohio State at 14. I got Carson Strong, another quarterback from Nevada at 18.
Strong.
Christian Harris, linebacker from Alabama at 19. And Sam Howell, my last top 32, I had him number 32. I moved him up to number 20. So he's in the number 20 spot. Sam Howell, quarterback from North Carolina. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, Ohio State at 21. John Meachin III, wide receiver from Alabama, got number 22. And a guy you get to watch this weekend in the Big Ten State Iowa game, Tyler Linderbaum, center from Iowa, is the heart and soul of that offensive line. I have him number 23. Get to see him play this week. And I tell you what, Kirk for Friends always has a good offensive lineman. It never fails. He's going to have a first, second round of just about every draft from that offensive line. N'Kobe Dean, another star in that Georgia's defense, linebacker from Georgia, number 24. And another Georgia Bulldog, defensive tackle, Jordan Davis from Georgia. I have him at number 29. For our listeners out there, you can get the rest of it on our Facebook Talking Sports with the 12th Man page.
Good stuff. Good stuff. JQ's not happy about CJ Stroud at all, so we're going to be come back around to that, man. So
he had a great game this past weekend against Rutgers.
Yeah. Man, they played Rutgers.
We try to get JQ some love. He still not happy. It's a win, man.
Hey,
man.
Well,
I will reserve judgment. Listen, that dude is dealing with Justin Fields and Haskins and Barron and all them. When they play Penn State, I will reserve judgment till then. If he can't beat Maryland and now, then that's on him. When they play Penn State, I'll worry about it then.
Man, Iowa dump truck Maryland on Friday night. I don't think you're going to have a problem with Maryland.
Yeah, well, this ain't your mom and dad's Ohio State team for us all this year, so I'm going to wait until I see that game transpire before I get too excited. That's where I am this year with Ohio State.
They whip Rutgers. Maryland is probably only about that much better than Rutgers.
Like I said, I will wait and see. That's where I am.
And I talked all that
noise to everybody that knew about LSU beating the hell out of Auburn, and y'all did that. I was all on LSU. The Auburn sucked. Y'all just whooped their ass. And...
that's pitiful. Pitiful. Tell you what, if Ben Ogeron don't win at least 89 games this year, he's going to be fired.
He in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no.
And he better go get Joe Brady from Carolina and bring him back to LSU.
They might.
Joe Brady ain't going back, bro. He ain't coming back, man. Will Chamberlain ain't coming back either, bro.
Brady,
as the head coach at LSU? Oh, yeah. He would go back to the head coach at LSU.
That's a good call. That's a good call. I thought you meant like off. I got you. That's a good call.
No. Head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair enough. Let's let Curtis and Gary talk about who, what team was for real, and then we'll do the fantasy shout-outs, and we're going to let JQ get some of his predictions, if you will, too. So go ahead with that. Just really quick, name a team. I know I think Curtis is going to talk about the Cardinals, but, you know, again, who do you think is for real so far after week four, excuse me.
Curtis?
Well, let me
just turn these Red Sox off my TV.
Let me start off with the Pac-12. Having, they want to get somebody in that playoff. And if you know Oregon's history, Stanford has always put a mud hole in their dreams. As soon as they get ranked high and they go down to play Stanford, even Stanford has came up here and ruined that playoff thing. And you got Oregon State beating USC in California at their home. And Oregon State just beat Washington. Man. This conference has let it fallen off the map, and I don't know how they're going to get in any college playoff with that kind of shenanigans going on.
It's over.
They're not. It might be open for the Pac-12 and the ACC. I think I sent you guys a text on the weekend. The ACC championship game might be Pittsburgh and Wake Forest.
There's no might. That's over. There's no might. It's done. UCLA losing to Arizona State. Oregon losing to Stanford. Night-night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
It's over. Listen, this conversation starts and ends with Alabama and Georgia. They are on a whole different tier than anybody else. And I hate it. I'm not an SEC fan. You know me. I'm a Big Ten guy. But if you're being honest with yourself, when you're watching these games on Saturday, there's Alabama and Georgia, and then there's everybody else. And I don't care
totally
if those two teams went out and they play in the SEC championship game, they're both going to make it to the college football playoff. And you can fill in whoever you want to fill in with 3 and 4, fill them all in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get knocked right the hell on out by Alabama and Georgia.
Curb stomps.
That Georgia defense?
Curb stomps.
Yes, that Georgia defense is ridiculous. Like, they don't have to have a quarterback throw the ball down the field. They are just murdering people. So, to me, it's one of those years where if you're an SEC hater, you might as well just not watch football on Saturday because it's going to be all about Alabama and Georgia every single week.
Yep.
Period.
Yep, and I totally agree with that. It's interesting you say that. I just had a conversation today, and I said the exact same thing. I said Alabama and Georgia are at the top of college football, and everybody else is a distant third. It's real. I know we got a team that's ranked number 3 right now, but after Alabama and Georgia, everybody else is a distant third right now in college football. Right now it's Iowa.
It doesn't matter.
This is the way I think the college football playoff is going to turn out this year. You're going to have, as JQ mentioned, Alabama and Georgia. I think whoever wins the Big Ten is going to get in. And as long as they have one loss, I think whoever wins the Big Ten will get in. And I think Cincinnati is going to be in there this year. I think that's the thing, first of all. I'm not impressed with Oklahoma at all. And I haven't seen a game this year that I've been impressed with. Matter of fact, I'm picking an upset. I'm picking Texas to beat them this weekend. And I haven't been impressed with Oklahoma at all this year. Yep. And, you know, there was a high – now, their defense is playing better than it has been in the past. I will say that. But, yeah, I'm not overall impressed with Oklahoma at all this year. I'm going to go on a limb. Obviously, Alabama and Georgia are the two best teams in the country. And I'll tell you what, if Georgia can ever get JT Daniels healthy, I think they're the best team in the country. I think without him, Alabama is the best team in the country. But that Georgia defense and JT Daniels, I mean, you just heard my Mach 32. I had 3 Georgia Bulldogs in that defense in that top 32 right now. And if they can get JT Daniels healthy, I think they're better than Alabama.
Agreed. I totally agree with that. They're on a whole different level. Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. The only word I have about Cincinnati is that they've been the hunter, and now they've gone and beat Indiana, and they've gone and beat Notre Dame. Now they're the hunted, and all those teams in the AAC are looking at them as their Super Bowl now. I just worry about teams like that, how they deal with success, right? Like what do they do moving forward when every game when it's they're going to be like favorite like 90%+ to win all those games. And we talk about it all the time. Road games. Conference road games at night are a season killer. What does Cincinnati do with prosperity? And they have a legit defense, but it only takes one overstep. Not with you. When you're Oklahoma and your fans are rooting Channing for the backup quarterback when you're at home, And you're Spencer Rattler, and you're talking about being a top 5 pick, a preseason Heisman Trophy watch list person, and your home fans are chanting for the backup, that tells you everything you need to know about what Oklahoma has happened. I agree with Rob. I think if it ain't Texas, it's going to be somebody. Oklahoma's not going to go undefeated. They're going to lose to somebody before the season is over with. They just are very, very shaky. So I'm with you. Alabama and Georgia – And everybody else, you're just playing to get in the college football playoff to get whooped by one of those two. I hate to say that, but I feel like that's where we are this year.
Oklahoma lucky they haven't lost already.
Agreed.
Come and take your whooping, man. Come and take your whooping. Come on.
Come take your whooping.
I love it. That's hey, Robin, the fantasy smash real quick, sir.
All right. Get to my notes here. We'll start off with league number one, fantasy shout-outs for the week. All right. Where am I? All right. League number one, Jake Hughes' team, Ohio Players, had the biggest win of the week. 149.56 over Eagles Chick-fil-A,
74.96.
Suck it. Yeah. Purple and Gold Patrol was in first place with a 4-0 record. That's Sean from Atlanta, also known as Scary Daddy. All right. League number two. Sean. Hope Sean don't call me after this show. That's a little inside joke in high school.
That's funny. That's funny.
I think you said that before, too, Rob. You told the story about that, too, before, which is pretty funny. So.
All good.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm laughing.
You told the joke. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of Sean, a.k.a. Scary Daddy, in league number two, he had the biggest win of the week, 196.38 to Fleur de Lis 135.12. The Keys team in first place in that league with 4-0 record, Ohio Players. Yeah, yeah. Went to all-male high school, man. And, you know, if we got paddled, Scary Daddy didn't like that board.
Nobody liked that board. Nobody liked that board, man. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
That's how he got the nickname.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Scary Daddy. Listening to the show. You might call in.
But why is he called Daddy, though? Why is he called Scary Daddy? That's a whole other conversation there.
I don't
like Scary Daddy? Like, it's like the... Okay, fair enough. Let it go.
All right. League number three. My team had the biggest win of the week. Built Four Tough, 140.72 over Pelican Fly, 71.50. And Kraken, that's Chester from New Orleans, his team's in first place with a 4-0 record. And then league number four, Raheem in Atlanta, his team, Domination, had the biggest win of the week, 169.54 over 18 strong, 94.70. And Andre's team is in first place. Andre's Black Lives Matter team with a 4-0 record. So those are the fantasy shout-outs of the week. Thank you all for competing. As we get ready to go to week number five.
Just glad that all of us are in first place in each of our divisions. That's awesome. And Rob did beat me this week, the Ford administration. That was a really good win. So congratulations to you, sir. Didn't have enough in the end.
I got you in two leagues this week, didn't I?
You did get me. You did
well, Andre and I went hand-to-hand in two leagues this week.
But that's okay. I'm coming back, man. Like I said, it's all good. It's all good. I just needed, man.
I had to redeem myself because last weekend I had a horrible fantasy week. I think in five leagues I was 1-4. At least this past week I was 4-1.
Yeah, so
I had
rough.
To redeem myself.
It's like rough, man. It was a rough week, man.
Oh, I'm in trouble this week. I already know it. Hey, I won the Bengals, the Bearcats, and the Buckeyes all won the same weekend, and my fantasy teams did well. I said, oh, next week is going to suck. I already know I'm going to be in trouble next week.
Is that why you go to Vegas? Is that why you go to Vegas, JQ? I'm out.
I watch it on my phone.
Good stuff.
You're going to do some sports action well. Down there? You're going to bet on some games?
I'm picking my clubs. I'm going to go play on Thursday. And I'm probably going to be on the roulette wheel, probably one of those nights when I get the girls in the bed. And I'm just going to send to Venetia. I'm just going to go downstairs and walk out somewhere and go get on the table. I don't bet sports because I suck at it. Like, every time I feel like I know something, crazy things happen. And it's like, damn.
You sound like me. I ain't touching.
Venetia's real nice, man. You guys are gonna enjoy that. Make sure take the kids on the gondola ride down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna go to the Hoover. We're gonna go to the Hoover Dam. All that other good stuff, you know. Some PG-13 Vegas action.
Oh yeah,
good stuff. It'll be fun. It'll be. It's real. It's changed a lot. So it'll be fun. Hey, we're going to get through these quick predictions. We're going to let everyone do a quick assessment of Zach Wilson, man. He's actually been playing well for the Jets, man. We used to make fun of him, but they actually somebody they actually have a quarterback now. So talk about that really quickly, and we'll wrap up the show, too. But, hey, really quickly, JQ, we're going to let JQ do this real quickly. That we get around the room before we got to wrap this up because we got about 10 minutes left of the show. So let's do some predictions here. Shout out to really we talked about the big game. We got the Rams, got the Seahawks. Maybe the Rams are overlooking the Cardinals to get to the Seahawks, if you will. But let's talk about this big game, if you will, too. So go ahead, JQ.
I think they just got caught in their own hype, and they got grounded a little bit, and that's probably not the greatest thing to happen for the Seahawks going into that game. I still like the Rams defense. I think Kyler Murray, like we talked about, I don't like him, you know, but Kyler Murray is a dog. I think the Rams pick him lightly. They won't have that same problem. They can't lose back-to-back conference games. So for me, I think I take the Rams on the road. It's a close game. I don't think they cover the spread, but I think the Rams win. The Packers, the Bengals, I just can't bet against Aaron Rodgers right now. That's one of those games that I would love, especially having to deal with Mike. I would love for the Bengals to beat the Packers. That would be awesome if I could just talk shit for another 4 years. But the way that Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and Aaron Jones are rolling, I mean, even the homer in me can't take the Bengals over the Packers. I take the Packers in that game. And the Browns, the Chargers, I think the Chargers are legit. I think the Chargers' defense is a lot better than people are giving credit for. We talk about, we mess with Gary about his Cowboys. That Cowboys offense has scored a lot of points except for maybe one game, and that was against who? The Chargers. They won the game, but they needed a 56-yard field goal to beat the Chargers at the end. I like the Chargers to beat the Browns. I'm not super sold on Baker Mayfield. He's regressed a little bit this year. If you look at him, he's got a really good defense, but the Chargers have a lot of weapons. Justin Herbert is playing pretty good. So I'm going to go with the Rams, the Packers, and the Chargers.
Hey, when you said that, JQ, it reminded me of, I don't know if you saw that clip, guys, of David Bennett and everybody's like, you know, I want dogs, not cats. You remember that? He's a Coastal Carolina coach?
Yeah.
I just put that to the chat. He's like, I want dogs. I don't want no cats. Like, that's what I first thing I thought about. I just put that into the chat for you guys. If you remember that. Yeah. It's like, I don't want no cats. I don't want dogs. Like, yeah, I want dogs.
I definitely remember that.
When you said that. I'll put that in the chat for you guys, and that just brought me back to that, too. Really quickly, we're going to go around and we'll wrap it up, too. So Curtis and Gary, I want you guys to give your quick analysis of Zach Wilson for the Jets, if you will. I know it's across the way, but, you know, your thoughts about how he's performed so far. Everyone kind of wrap it up and we'll wrap up the show, if you will. So go ahead, guys.
Well, I'll start it off.
I want to say
okay,
I
go ahead.
Happy for both New York teams. It's a damn shame that their football team can't win a damn game in the New York, the biggest city, the most entertainment capital in America. But they finally did it on that Sunday. And he took a deep breath. And let's see what comes up next. I think he's legit. I think he's legit. But I need to see more. And
yeah,
I want to say, was Ben Roethlisberger doing comedy? Because it sure looked funny. God, what was he doing? I think it was comedy. He should have been playing football. But I think he was out there doing comedy. Is that what you guys saw?
JQ's not going to be swayed. I'm just watching NFL Live. There's a lot of love on NFL Live right now. I'm just saying, they're on NFL Network. That's some good stuff right there. I'm just saying, you know, keeping it real. Just saying, y'all should just turn to that real quickly and enjoy that moment.
I have turned over to it too.
Is Zach Wilson the real deal?
I have it on ESPN too.
Was that the question? Was that really
the question? Yes, it's
so,
either a big deal. Yeah, real deal, excuse me.
Downs in 8 picks. in four games, to me that doesn't sound like the real deal to me. You know, if you're turning the ball
Gary,
over twice as much as you're throwing. What's that?
I said, Gary, coming with the stats today. You got them ready.
Well, does that sound like the real deal to you if you're turning the ball over twice as much as you're throwing TDs? That doesn't sound like the real deal to me at all.
No.
That sounds like he's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, four of those was in one game against the Patriots in week two. And that was probably out of his first four games of the year, his worst game. But I think there are signs of encouragement for Zach Wilson. But you know, to Gary's point, you're right. I mean, so far he hasn't turned the corner, but I think there's signs of encouragement. And I think the Jets got to let him play ball. And I think they were handcuffing him a little bit in their first couple of games. I'm not saying he's a Patrick Mahomes, but he makes a lot of plays when he's outside of the pocket. And they have to give Zach Wilson the opportunity to get out in the pocket, to make plays. And the kid's got an arm. You know, he's got the arm talent. I think there are signs of encouragement for there. But I think if you have to give him a grade for his first four games of the year, you know, obviously it would have to be a C minus or a D plus or somewhere around that. But there's such thing as a D plus. And, but, you know, I think overall, but I think you saw signs of encouragement from this past week.
Well, that's because he didn't throw four picks. He only threw one. But every game he's thrown a pick or two or four.
He's a rookie.
That's what you don't want your guy to do. You know, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I've been most impressed.
I can't hear you, JQ.
JQ, I think you're on mute.
Ah, hold on.
Anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead. I got you.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think what you also have to take into consideration, though, is that he got Jameson Crowder and Mims back in this game to be active. So you got the two wide receivers that they're begging on him to have to start the season. And Jameson Crowder is a great slot receiver when he's healthy.
He
so that changes the dynamic for what he has available to him. So I think a part of it is, resource-wise, what did he have available to him for these first three games and his fourth one? So, I want to wait. And we got to play the Jets here in a couple weeks. But if you give him a healthy complement of wide receivers, does that change the narrative of what he's able to do? So I think you might see him start to take an uptick a little bit when he has all his wide receivers available to him. He didn't have them. And Jameson Crowder is an excellent slot wide receiver. You saw what Kupp has been doing. And you see what Antonio Brown does with Tom Brady. Like, there's when you have a slot receiver you can depend on those second and tens, third and fives, it makes a difference. So I'm not going to kill him yet. I want to see what he does a couple more games with all his wide receivers. Yep. Then I want to grade him on that.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, even though he's got four TDs and eight INTs, out of all the rookie quarterbacks, he's the one I'm the most intrigued by. You know, I think he might have the opportunity to be the best rookie quarterback out of this group. You know, he's the one that I'm intrigued by the most. So far, I haven't been impressed with Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields has been so-so. Mac Jones is one to watch, too, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Talking Sports with the 12th Man. We thank you all for tuning in yet again. We had another great night. We're going to have a brief OT portion for you. Obviously, we can't give you that portion of the show live, so click on the same link any day for the rest of the week, and we'll get the rest of the show. Next week, we'll be right back at you, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for our friends in Sacramento and Bakersfield, California.
I hate Rob. Hey, listen. I'm going to try my best to have a good time here. I think it's going to be a good time. I'm super nervous about this game on Sunday, but please, man, if I can get the Bengals to beat the Packers, you have no idea. I'm going to talk so much shit. It's going to be ridiculous.
Mike's not even here. Are you going to talk? Are you talking shit?
I hope they beat him. I hope they beat him.
Oh, my God. I'm going to text Spike. He's going to be like, man, stop calling me. It's going to be so bad. That's probably why they won't win, because the Lord knows my heart is not pure.
Your heart's not pure.
Oh, man, you better go purify your heart.
I feel the same. You have to purify that body, Lord, is right. I'll go that bit of purifier.
Listen, I need it so bad. I need it so bad. That's why I ain't gonna get it. So it is what it is.
As much crap as I talked about the 49ers today, I might have jinxed my team because I was talking some crap.
Cowboys looking good. As much as I hate to say it,
exactly
Cowboys are playing great. They're going to beat the 49ers. I don't even care what they're playing.
Oh, man, listen. That man Diggs is playing quarterback at an exceptionally high level. Those two picks, that one when he jumped that route, I mean, that's A-plus stuff. Let's read
that
the quarterback, watch the film. Great draft.
Yeah.
Can't say nothing about it. He's playing quarterback
at
an elite level.
That's playing outstanding right now, and he's got weapons around
Marcus
him.
Marcus Parsons is playing good.
As much as I hate to say it, the Cowboys look good.
Well,
you saw that posting.
You know, the one,
I got him
well,
at number
yeah.
six right now, and I think they got a chance
the
to
one
continue to play him and get even higher.
The one player that the jury was out for me this year was Zeke. Before the beginning of this season, I'm like, I think he's way, you know, I mean, he's lost a lot, but he lost weight, he came in healthy, and he's playing well. So I'm pleasantly surprised with him. I'm shocked about the news about Jalen Smith being cut from the team.
Right.
I know he had a big fat contract.
Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons, they moved Keanu Neal to linebacker, and he became expendable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he won't be out there long on the street. He won't be out there long.
Nope,
no, he's not. He's got too much talent to be out there like we talked about. I'm surprised he's getting calls before this before the day's over. But
I trade him.
Again,
I don't like he must have.
Yeah.
I don't want him to go to any NFC East team. Go to the AFC. Go to the Dolphins or something. You know, go over
well,
you
know,
to
Washington football team is all they all over him already.
And he know he wants to play Dallas twice. Yeah. Good luck.
There
Have
you
fun.
Go, Gary. So sorry about that, Gary. He's like Eagles, Giants, Washington.
See, that's
when
my
the football luck. Team gonna have a name.
Yeah, and man, listen. I was at that game. Those Washington fans were so disrespectful.
About them,
disrespectful?
Oh, man, they was chanting and talking stuff on the way back to the cars. Oh, the Washington fans were acting a fool in Atlanta on Sunday. It was bad. It was bad, bro. It was bad.
I don't want to talk no trash because my Saints got to play in this weekend. We got to play the Washington football team.
Come on, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Go on record. Say talk some smack right now, Robert. Let's hear it. Come on. Be with JQ and I. Jinx your team. Come on.
If I was a little bit more confident about my team, I would maybe talk some smack.
I got nothing, but I will say this. Congratulations, Gary. It feels like some coaches are better at coordinators. Dan Quinn apparently does appear to be better as a defensive coordinator. You know, obviously that's definitely proven the case because I don't know what the hell he was doing in Atlanta, you know. And Kyle Shanahan seems to be a better offensive coordinator than a coach. There's some baffling things that he's doing from the coaching side too. So he seems to be better not delegating all that stuff too, but that's just from that. But it's Cowboys – They're playing well. So again,
Dan Quinn against Shanahan. That should be interesting as a Falcon fan.
That's going to be a very interesting situation. We're going to see that. And then I was going to say, just if you look at the way the Dallas offense is, I mean, obviously having Dak has just been playing really impressively
And you can't really just obviously zero on Zeke now, or Zeke, excuse me. Now you got to figure out, okay, now I got to cover freaking CeeDee Lamb. I got to, you know, you got two. The now they're more balanced.
And those tight ends.
No one is that.
Yeah.
And they, yeah, he's, again, so, you know, right now Dallas is playing exceptionally well. So as much as we hate to admit that, you know, they're looking like a real team. So even the freaking damn Mike McCarthy's looking good over there. So there you go. There you go, Gary. We'll show you some love for your Cowboys. How you
feel? They look like a contender in the NFC. Right, and then you look at it, the only loss was a road win against the Bucks on Thursday night.
Bucks,
they had to win by a last second field goal.
Great game.
And so, I mean, they real close to being a 4-0 team. And I know, you know, Dallas had a tough – and then, you know, Dallas just won a tough road game at the Chargers, and we starting to see how well the Chargers are playing right now.
Yeah.
The Chargers only lost. And so, yeah, and they gave – so you look at a couple of teams that Dallas have beaten and the one team that they lost. I mean, it'd be the Carolina team that's 3-1. It'd be the Chargers team that's 3-1. And I think the other win was against the Eagles for Dallas, and they just straight out just dump trucked them. And so when you look at that, you know, you look at two of the teams they beat are 3-1, and then the one team they lost to is 3-1. So it's not like they've
been playing.
And
those 2-3-1 teams, they're the reason why they had the one loss. Like, you got to give Dallas a lot of credit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so they haven't played a cupcake schedule.
No.
Cousin,
welcome aboard, gentlemen. Welcome aboard.
Shit, no.
Come on,
good stuff.
Come on, group come on, come on.
We ain't doing it. We
start
doing it.
See, that's why we can't give you no love, because you don't know how to act.
You can't take me anywhere.
Nice things, Gary. Well, you can't have nice things. You can't have nice things at all.
Rob,
any last things
Rob
you want to say? Wrap thing up.
Say what?
Rob, I may be your neighbor here in just a few months.
You may be a what? Oh, you coming in? You about to come to Florida?
I may be your neighbor here in the next few months, maybe this spring. I may be a Floridian with you.
All right, come on down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You live in Portland?
No, we'll see. We'll see. We got some things to work out, but we'll see.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. All right.
Nice.
We'll talk.
I
guess we got to get to Portland before the spring is out. We got to get to Portland before spring is over. So, yeah, before next year.
I know. I got to get up back up there before you leave, because you know I got to go back up there and give you one of the huckleberry shakes.
Yeah, you know what? He
this thing is good.
When Rob was up here, he forgot to mention the dinner he owed me for some reason.
Oh.
Hey,
Rob, you know I love you, man. I'm just kidding on that.
Hey,
one.
I
you know
it at like 11:45 at night.
I know. Hey, you know what? This man is a real dear friend of mine. I mean, he came out. He flew out, like I said, he gets in at midnight, and he needed to get back out the next day after my dad's funeral. He came in there, and I appreciated it so much. You know, I appreciate all you guys, and Rob and I have a special relationship, and all of us will have a special relationship. But Rob, it means the world to me. And he had a chance to meet Curtis. It was great. It was awesome. That was awesome. I'd love to see that. Yeah.
No. We all have a special brotherhood. You know, we joke and clown with one another, but that's what it's all about. You know, it's a special brotherhood that we have on the show. So definitely looking for that opportunity for somehow that I know we've all got together on various occasions individually, but it'd be nice if we can find some kind of way to all get together at some point.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We should have crashed Jay Q's party in Vegas.
Jay, I got a question for you. Are you going to drag your clubs all the way out to Vegas, or are you just going to rent a set there?
Oh, no. I got my clubs out there in the bag.
So you're going to take your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I would do too.
I just want to swing along the course out there, you know, lead girls to the hotel.
Who you flying out there?
We're flying, I think, Southwest tomorrow. We're coming back on Delta.
All right, appreciate your business.
Yeah, I didn't book it. This is all an Erica thing. So she did the booking of the flight. So we're flying out tomorrow. Southwest to come back on Delta.
Tomorrow morning, Jake.
Just making sure. Yeah.
Noon.
Okay, gotcha. We're gonna let you get
hey,
out, man.
I'm just gonna close out with one of these
like
college games here. I think I already said I think Texas is gonna beat Oklahoma. I like Ole Miss over Arkansas. I think they rebound.
Yeah.
As big as Dirk Lane Kiffin is, he's gonna have that team ready to play. I think Georgia going to roll and just put another whooping on Auburn.
Auburn.
Penn State and Iowa.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I'm gonna go with Iowa at home. I think the only weakness, I'm not sold on Iowa's passing game. But, man, they can run the ball. They got a great offensive line. They got a good defense. I think Penn State may be a little bit more athletic on the perimeter. But I'm going to go with Iowa in a tough, close game at home. I think they'll be the more physical team and find a way to win.
I was with you to that one. But your statement you just made is the reason why I'm going to take Penn State. I think they're more athletic on the outside. That's a 51-49 kind of game. Like, you could talk me – into both of those teams. Like, it's not one where I feel really great about it, but that's the only reason why I take Penn State. I think they're just a tad bit more athletic. But I agree with everything else.
Yep. Yeah. And I tell you what, if Iowa had a passing game, man, they could be a legitimate top five team. But I'm not sold on the passing game yet.
Ain't nobody trying to go live in Des Moines, Iowa. They're going to always have a hard time having the pass game. They ain't going to get no brothers to go play in Iowa like that to play wide receivers. Stop it. Unless they are fast and they get kicked out for whatever other team, and Iowa's the only one like, please come to Iowa. Nobody is going to Iowa as a top five-star wide receiver to go play in Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm going to Iowa.
What? Stop it.
They got to find somebody that's like a three- or four-star
that develops into a five-star. But there's no five-star going into it that's going to Iowa.
Have you been to Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Oh.
Yeah, but that's like 2 hours from Atlanta. You can get to Nashville. You can get to Atlanta. Where the hell are you going to go in Iowa? You going to go to Minnesota? You going to go to where you going to go? Like, ain't nowhere to go. You in Iowa. Where
you
are stuck,
you
go, buddy.
You can go to Chicago for going in a couple of hours.
Man, that's probably about a 5-6 hour trip.
On Delta, what is that?
It's not going to Iowa, bro. Unless you get kicked off your high school team and something happens, you are not picking Iowa as your number one top as a wide receiver.
I'm going to Iowa.
Unless you grew up in Iowa.
Yeah. Maybe the last brother that was a five star recruit that was out of Iowa.
But then a couple of years ago, they had two tight ends in the first round. Was it Hockenson and Noah Fant?
Ain't neither one of them no brother.
I was waiting for that one, Rob. Yeah, I was going to say, they're not brothers, though. You know, I haven't seen a – they got some black folks in the team, though, right? They got somebody black on the team. I got to check the roster.
Oh, man.
There's got to be somebody black on the team.
Man, you know what I'm saying. Listen, dudes are not talking about going to play in Iowa. Unless you got a sketchy background, you ain't going to Iowa.
Sketchy background.
Oh, that's cool.
Iowa roster.
A sketchy
Iowa
background.
Iowa roster.
Come on, man.
Okay, let's see here.
How does Oregon get players up there, Gary? Or is it close to Portland?
Same way. It's the same thing. They all recruit out of California, and they all four-star recruits that probably got a C- in chemistry and couldn't get into a good school when they had to go to Oregon. I messed with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Oregon, they get five-star players out of Houston to go up there.
Now.
I don't know, Rob.
But if you look at what they did before to get where they were, They got a whole lot of 3.5, 4-star recruits out of California that was kind of, and they brought them up to Oregon.
They rest them a year. They coach them up. They develop them. They get them in the weight room, and then they get them ready to play. Yeah, that's their motto, and that's what a lot of, you know, if you're not the USC's, the Alabama's, or the LSU, Georgia's, Ohio State, you know, they get those recruits. They redshirt them for about a year.
Kayvon Merriweather.
It is what it is. We ain't going to Iowa.
They got
bro.
A Kayvon Merriweather.
You know we ain't going to Iowa.
They got a Kayvon Merriweather. JQ, that's on the plays defensive back. We know what that is. Jamari Harris. Yeah. There you go. There you go. We got a couple.
Just saying. That's what it is. It may not be politically correct, but it's true.
On a side note, I have some really good friends that live in Iowa. They're trying to get me and Marcy to come visit them. So I'll let you know whenever I get there. Cause it's like we're going to fly through that shop and come back, you know. So it's like, huh, all right. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, it's
there's not a lot of people
left. It's not going to Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll touch down at 9 o'clock and you'll be on a 9 a.m. and you'll be on a 1 p.m. flight back home. We saw everything.
You saw everything?
No, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I mean.
Know? Yes. Okay. Yeah.
That'll be fun. Wow.
It'll be a blast.
Right, cool.
You know, have a lot of wine.
Yeah.
You know.
So I mean, apparently they love it there. Now, granted, I'm like, hey, is there any of us out there? Oh, no. Like, come on, man. Like Utah, all over again. But it's all good. It's all good.
Correct.
All right, gentlemen. Rob, appreciate you. JQ, Curtis, all you guys, thank you for an amazing. Gary, thank you again for an amazing show. Again, JQ, have fun in Vegas. I'll give Marcy a number because she will be out there, as a matter of fact, too. So they may be going a different direction, though. But if they pass, I got to figure out where they're staying because she's like, she's going to head out there. I'm going to be working, clearly, but it should be good. I want her to have a great time, too. So, you know, have some fun. So, yeah.
Working.
No, I got, like, three D-day events this weekend.
I didn't want to say it, but.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I got three events, man. I'm going to be ripping and running, man. Man, it's crazy. Nah. What?
I'm messing with
money.
Nah.
Big money drink.
Nah. I'd rather invest in something else besides that. But it's another conversation.
Yeah.
Nah. No.
We just messing with you, Dre, man. Do what you do. Get that money. Shake hands, homies.
I am going to, whenever I did the Magic City, that's one of the conversations. That'll be a whole other different thing. But yeah, other than that. Lou Williams, we're gonna
Lou Lemon Pepper Wings.
He's back. Lou's back. You don't realize how happy I am that he's just signed with us.
So you can get that.
He does not know. I just man, you don't know. Lou, he's a lot of love. He's a fun dude, man. Let's just say he makes things happen. Oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna be fun. All right, gentlemen. Before I get in trouble, have some fun. Have a good rest of your evening, guys. We'll see you same time, same channel next week.
All right, y'all.
Good night, gentlemen.
Be good.
Good night.